about Dallas and make it hurt.
Welcome to the Maestro Circe podcast, where English learners worldwide learn American English. Hi, I'm Maestro Circe, and I'm happy to share this podcast with you. I have been teaching English to English learners in Southern California, United States of America, for over 30 years. I have published a variety of educational books for English learners on Amazon. I offer Zoom webinars, conversation practice, online courses, and online English learning resources. With your investment of time, positivity, hard work, and determination, you too can become more fluent in American English. This podcast will help you improve your American English comprehension and communication skills. Welcome aboard. Welcome to episode 15 of the Learn American English with Maestro Circe podcast. Our 15th podcast episode focuses on improving American English listening comprehension skills and general knowledge about American culture. Today, we will learn about Labor Day as it is celebrated in the United States. Labor Day in the United States of America is a yearly federal holiday celebrated on the first Monday of September. It is a celebration of the labor movement and honors the contributions and accomplishments of the American workforce. This holiday has been observed since 1894. When Congress passed an act making it a national holiday. Labor Day is a time for Americans to come together and recognize the achievements of the labor movement and to celebrate the many successes of the American worker. On this day, workers are given the opportunity to recognize their hard work and are given a day off from work. It is also a day of rest and relaxation for those who have labored throughout the year. Labor Day is typically celebrated by spending time with family and friends, attending parades, barbecues, and other outdoor activities. Today's lesson is compliments of our USA Reading Club website at www.usareading.club. Are you ready to begin? Okay, let's get started.
English learners, would you like to improve your English reading skills? We have a great educational website for you at www.usareading.club. On our free website, you can read along with text, audio, and video recordings to improve your English skills. Please visit www.usareading.club.
Labor Day, first Monday in September. 11-year-old Peter McGuire sold papers on the street in New York City. He shined shoes and cleaned stores and later ran errands. It was 1863, and his father, a poor Irish immigrant, had just enlisted to fight in the Civil War. Peter had to help support his mother and six brothers and sisters. In the 19th century, many immigrants from Europe and elsewhere settled in New York City, Chicago, and other major areas of the United States. They had found that living conditions were not as wonderful as they had dreamed. Many immigrants lived in the poorest ghettos of the city in run-down housing. Often there were six families crowded into a house made for one family. Working conditions were even worse. Immigrant men, women, and even very young children worked in factories, cloth and steel mills, coal mines, and in construction. They worked under dismal conditions for 12 to 14 hours a day, even 7 days a week, often. They were allowed to stop only for a short time to eat and received no vacations or benefits. They came to work even if they were sick, because if they didn't, they could be fired. Thousands of people were waiting to take their places. In those days, there was no concept of workers' rights, and factory owners could treat workers as they wished. Immigrant workers were especially vulnerable. When Peter McGuire was 17, he began an apprenticeship in a piano shop. This job was better than his previous jobs, for he was learning a trade, but he still worked long hours with low pay. At night, he went to meetings and classes in economics and social issues of the day. One of the main issues of concern pertained to labor conditions. Workers were tired of long hours, low pay, unsafe working environments, and uncertain jobs. They spoke of organizing themselves into a union of laborers to improve their working conditions. In the spring of 1872, Peter McGuire and 100,000 workers went on strike and marched through the streets demanding a decrease in the long working day. This event convinced Peter that an organized labor movement was important for the future of workers' rights. He spent the next year speaking to crowds of workers and unemployed people and lobbying the city government for jobs and relief money. It was not an easy road for Peter McGuire. He became known as a disturber of the public peace. The city government ignored his demands. Peter developed a reputation among business owners as a troublemaker, and he could not find a job in his trade. He began to travel up and down the East Coast to speak to laborers about unionizing. In 1881, he moved to St. Louis, Missouri, and began to organize carpenters there. He organized a convention of carpenters in Chicago, and it was at this event that a National Union of Carpenters was founded. He became General Secretary of the United Brotherhood of Carpenters and Joiners of America. The idea of organizing workers according to their trades spread around the country. Factory workers, dock workers, and toolmakers all began to demand and get their rights to an 8-hour workday, a secure job, and a future in their trades. Peter McGuire and laborers in other cities decided to plan a holiday for workers, both as a tribute to their contributions to the nation and as a means of bringing more public awareness to their struggles. They chose the first Monday in September, a date midway between Independence Day and Thanksgiving. On September 5, 1882, the first Labor Day parade was held in New York City. 20,000 workers marched in the parade up Broadway. They carried banners that read, "Labor creates all wealth," and 8 hours for work, 8 hours for rest, 8 hours for recreation. After the parade, there were picnics all around the city. Workers and celebrants ate Irish stew, homemade bread, and apple pie. At night, fireworks were set off. Within the next few years, the idea of a day to honor workers spread from coast to coast, and all states celebrated Labor Day. In 1894, Congress voted it a national holiday. Today, we celebrate Labor Day with less fanfare on the first Monday of September. Some cities have parades and community picnics. Many politicians kick off their political campaigns by holding rallies on the holiday. Most Americans consider Labor Day the end of the summer, and the beaches and other popular resort areas are packed with people enjoying one last 3-day weekend. For many students, the new school year begins right after Labor Day. Glossary. Immigrant. A person who moves permanently to another country. Conditions. Circumstance. Life situation. Ghettos. Defined area of a town or city where a certain ethnic or cultural group lives. Run down. Needing much repair, in bad condition, because of neglect. Dismal. Miserable and depressing. Fired. To dismiss from a job. Concept. Idea. Notion. Vulnerable. Unprotected, easily harmed, or taken advantage of. Apprenticeship. On-the-job training for someone new to the field. Pertained. Relate to. Organizing. To form an association for a goal or purpose. Union. An organization of workers. On strike. Not working as a protest against management. Labor movement. Political activities to improve the conditions of laborers. Lobbying. To urge officials or members of Congress to vote a certain way on an issue. Ignored. Pay no attention to. Disregard. Reputation. Public opinion about the quality of someone's character. Unionizing. To form a legal union or group. Convention. Large meeting generally to learn about and discuss issues. Joiners. Carpenter who makes desks, chairs, and other furniture that is put together from pieces. Fanfare. Large, noisy celebration or show. Kickoff. To begin, launch, commence. Rallies. Meeting held to arouse public interest and support. Packed. To fill as fully as possible.
English learners, did you know that Maestro Circea offers a monthly membership for building listening comprehension and communication skills in American English? The Silver Monthly Membership helps American English learners improve their English comprehension, conversation skills, and pronunciation. It includes 3 to 4 one-hour audio-video webinars via Zoom with Maestro Circea each month. Participants also can request and receive Zoom recordings for the webinars they missed or participated in for further practice. To learn more about the upcoming webinars we offer via Zoom, please visit our website, American English Webinars, at www.englishwebinars.com. Have you visited our website, www.booksforesl.com, yet? Books for ESL is a website where English learners worldwide improve their American English skills via helpful books, articles, and resources in the English language. At Books for ESL, we are passionate about supporting English learners in their journey to master the English language. We understand the challenges and frustrations of learning a new language, so we have carefully curated a collection of books and articles specifically designed to facilitate effective English learning. As former ESL students, we have experienced firsthand the transformative power of literature in mastering a foreign language. Diving into captivating stories, engaging exercises, and practical guides allowed us to develop our vocabulary, grammar skills, and overall fluency. Thus, our mission is to provide English learners with accessible and valuable resources that will enhance their linguistic abilities and ignite their love for reading. Created by an American English teacher based in California, USA, this educational website is geared towards English learners who are serious about learning and improving their English skills. Here you will access various helpful articles for learning English, ebooks, and physical books for increasing English skills and fluency. Visit www.booksforesl.com today.
Thank you for being part of this week's podcast with Maestro Circe, where English learners worldwide learn American English. I will return with another educational podcast for American English learners in 3 or 4 days. Until then, feel free to visit my official website at www.maestrocirce.com. That's www.maestrocirce.com. Thank you.